Note, touch tone commands are now preceded by the star key. For example, to mute or unmute yourself, press star 6. Only organizers can be heard. Participants may unmute themselves. To unmute your phone, press M or 6.
From there, I guess, I'm just going to start with the updates, space by space. I have a timer here. I'm not too good at using it, but I'm going to give every space about 5 minutes to do a quick update, and then I'll just call time. In the meantime, while the space is updating, I guess keep on mute, and then if the space wants to do some question and answer, you know, feel free to just unmute yourself to ask questions. I'm going to kick it off. I'm Far. I'm from the Hatchery in Philadelphia. Right now, the Hatchery is a little bit quiet. We're working on getting a space in West Philly. There's an incubator company there that has a basement space that they can't seem to sell. And they want to get community outreach. They want to get people in and out of their doors. So we're working with an art gallery called Esther Klein Gallery and a little education company. And what they're going to do is they're going to give us that space for free for about a year, maybe 2 years, to start up in. And at the end of that 2 years, if we want to stay in the space, we'll pay below market rates for it. And if we want to just, you know, move somewhere else or, you know, find some other situation, we're free to go from there. Looks like it's going pretty well. Classes sort of slowed down because a lot of effort's going into that. But other than that, we're just, we're turning along. And that's about it. If anybody has any questions or anything, I have a couple minutes left on my time here, and I don't have too much to say.
Far, actually, I was meeting with Tiffany earlier in the week, and she said that you had an interesting model for how you were approaching setting up your space in the context of the gallery. Could you just briefly touch on that? Because I think it represents an interesting development and departure from, I guess, the classic hackerspace pattern model of the answers.
Yeah, sure. We're working with a education group that's going to be training veterans on fabrication, and another group that does like student education, and then also the gallery. And the idea is that all three groups have different times when we need a space. The gallery needs the space for openings, and they need display space, and they need people to come in. Right now their problem is they have a gallery, but it doesn't get a lot of draw. There's no other reason that people come there other than the gallery. So by co-locating with these groups, we all have different time needs. And then the gallery basically is just an ambient setting, and they get a lot more interest in their art and in what's going on in the community because more people will see this as they come through on their way to a class or they're coming through to work on a project. So basically 9 to 5, the education company and the fabrication teaching is going to go on in the space. And then, you know, nights, evenings, weekends, we are all going to have key card access to get in as we want. We're going to allow businesses to have a studio there. We're lining the walls with studios. So as a business, you can get a 100-foot studio, and you can pay a business rate to get the tools and to use things. Or if you're just a hobbyist, you pay, you know, the base rate and get access to it. You know, and everybody gets 24/7 access to get in and use whatever facilities we have.
Bart?
Hey.
Bernie S. here in Philadelphia. I just wanted to also add, we do have three rooms that are exclusively ours at another site in Philadelphia, too, that were donated to us by nonprofit technology resources. Those rooms we renovated, and we're basically using to store our stuff, and we were using to build some projects, but they're just not really large enough for our vision. There's also a classroom space at nonprofit technology resources where we've held quite a few workshops and classes and open MOOC sessions for the MOOC Philly group. But the West Philly space is a much larger space, and there's a lot more possibility with the space in West Philly.
Yeah. And the hope is that we can continue to also work with NTR and still have classes there and still do events there, even if we expand into another space or have another facility available to us. All right, I think that's just about my 5 minutes. Next up on the update list I have here is Nick Farr from Hack DC. Nick, how's it going in DC?
It's going incredibly. We've had actually a really, really remarkable weekend this past weekend. Just to introduce myself, hi everybody, I'm Nick Farr from HackBC. It's really great to see everybody here, and it's really awesome to see the global development of hackerspaces, especially the real big growth and explosion that we've had here in the United States over the past couple of years. Being in Washington, D.C., I would like to invite everybody who would choose to come out to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration of Barack Obama. We will have space in the church. We will have facilities for people to shower, for people to eat, to prepare their own meals. And we're working on getting access, closer access to the inauguration for anybody who might want to choose to come here. More details on that will be forthcoming, but since this is sort of a private, tight-knit group of, I guess, a lot of the people who are really involved in getting hackerspaces up off the ground, I wanted to make sure all of you knew that that was an option available to you. And I hope that some of you will be able to come out, see HackBC, enjoy Washington, D.C. in a time of great joy, and, you know, stay with us for the inauguration. As far as HackBC goes, we are right now approximately, we started off as roughly a 600 square foot, I think that's approximately 60 square meter space, in an Episcopal church here in Washington, D.C. It was the cheapest space we were able to find. All of our utilities are taken care of. We're a membership organization. Right now we're hovering around 30 members. We're each paying $50 a month to support the space for rent, internet, and other expenses and things that we have going in the way. This past weekend, we got access to approximately 1,000 square foot space in the basement of the church, which we're going to be working to convert into a tech triage area. We get a lot of donations of a lot of computers and things like that. Right now, they're sort of crowding our main space, which is more of a classroom, laboratory, lounge area. And thanks to this new space that we're getting and expanding into in the facility that we're in right now, we'll be able to accept more donations. It's on the first floor, so we won't have to lug everything upstairs. We'll be able to triage the things that are designed and scheduled for recycling, keep the parts and keep the components that we want to use and incorporate for our projects, and be able to use the other part of the space as a woodworking and steel shop. With all the interest and excitement that's been going on with Bree Pettis' Thingiverse and a lot of the making that's happening over at NYC Resistor, a lot of people here in D.C. think that it's time for us to heavily invest in something like a laser etcher, invest in CNC machines, and continue and have a better workspace to do all of our woodworking. We've done a lot of construction in wood at HackBC, and even though most of it's taking place in the main space, it can tend to be kind of messy. As far as things and events that are coming up, we're trying to get a Tuesday lecture series off the ground. We meet, like most hackerspaces, every Tuesday. And because we're in the church, we have access to a lot of great meeting places within the facility. Some of you who are here for Johannes' presentation actually got to see it in the church sanctuary itself, where all the masses and the prayers and things like that happen. We have access to that space. We have access to an auditorium space, which seats approximately 200 people. We have access to a dining room, which seats, again, approximately 200 people, although it's a more contained space. When Mitch Altman came in to do a brain machine workshop, we were there, and that worked incredibly well. And for projects where you have, say, up to 100 people working on various different things and getting messy. Aside from that, we just celebrated the holiday of Thanksgiving here in the United States, where it's traditional for people to spend some time working with less advantaged people in society. I was very pleased that I think 6 or 7 people from HackBC showed up to serve meals to the homeless. We were part of a group at Rosemary's Time here in Washington, D.C. that served, I believe, 400 meals on Thanksgiving Day. And we're also planning more service that some of the people who are involved in that are looking forward to taking part in helping out the soup kitchen that's a part of the church that we're involved with. We're planning a Christmas fundraiser for them. Am I about at my time right now? Okay. Lots of exciting things going on at HackBC. Please email us, check out our website, hackbc.org. Our email is info@hackbc.org, and I guess I have time for one question.
Rick.
Yes.
What's the world's fastest land animal? Sorry, I didn't get to see the new space, but congratulations on scoring another 1,000 square feet.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. Is that Scott?
Yeah, Scott.
Please get it. I totally forgot to bring up Shmoo, too. Next month. We'll bring it up next month for sure.
We'll bring it up in the outro. We'll throw it in the outro, too. That was Nick Farr from Hack DC. For people that just joined us, star 6 to unmute. Please keep yourself muted unless you're updating or asking a question. Hey, Skydog, do you want to take over the top thing?
Sure, that's not a problem.
All right, great. I'm just going to introduce the next guy, and Skydog will call it done when it's done. I'm trying to also update the chat channel. Some people can't get on, so I'm typing away in there trying to get some of this out to people that can't call in. So next on the list of people who want to give update was a street cleaner from Sublab. Is he on the line?
Yes, I am here.
All right, go ahead. It's your turn. I want you to give us an update on how you guys have been doing.
Yeah, I just joined in a few minutes ago, so I didn't get the previous conversation. Yeah, but I'm from Leipzig, East Germany, and we are running Hackerspace here until the last 6 months or so, and we have been very busy with building everything up because it's in an old factory. Yeah, and now we are at least about 35 people, and yeah, things are going, and we have a few groups that are active there, but we have still plenty of things to do. So, yeah. That's it. I hope you could hear me.
Okay. Yes? Are you available for any questions then?
Excuse me?
Are you good for anyone asking you questions?
Yes.
So are you part of a hackerspace network in Germany already? Is there a system there already for between hackerspaces communicating like this?
Yeah, not. I only know, or we only involved in hackerspaces, the website, yeah, which set up this call in. And there isn't any explicit network or so, but we are connected with the guys from the C3D2H quarter in Dresden, which is only about 120 kilometers far away. And we have also some connections to the C-base in Berlin, but that's it. Yeah. And a few guys from our location will be at the Congress in December. In Berlin.
Awesome.
Street cleaner?
Yeah.
Cleaner. You said you were building a space in an old factory. Are you having to refurb the interior? What are you having to do?
Yeah, it's a very big place. There are more than 100 different projects on it. And we got a place which is about 220 square meters and was a former office, so we hadn't to do so much. But it wasn't in use for a few years, so everything on the walls and so forth was a little bit old and used, so we had to put new paint on the walls, and we are now struggling with the electrics because we had to build a completely new electrical installation.
Excellent.
Yeah, and it's a very nice place. We are on the, it's about 50 meters above the ground. It's in, a tower. You can call it, a tower. And, you have a very nice view about the whole city. And this is very nice. Big windows.
Gravity drop projects.
I had one quick question, if I may. If the other European spaces could touch on this, have any of you looked into or explored or written off the possibility of obtaining some kind of funding or support, either from the EU, the federal government, municipalities, or other things like that, when you're undertaking projects that might be considered renovation or utilizing spaces that are underused?
We thought about this, and actually we haven't done anything, but I'm in contact with a few guys who are on this in politics here in Leipzig, and I think we are planning stuff like this for the next year, because this year is too short for us to participate in this stuff, because it's always something which takes a few months to figure out. And also we haven't many projects going on. It's much more about building the space and just getting together.
This is Kahi of FIFA. I have a question. We were just talking about the altitude of your map. You said it's about 50 meters. I was wondering why you were talking about that. I think it was because of the ICU, but I think you have some kind of radio project going on there. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, we have this big mesh network here in Leipzig, Freifunk, one of the biggest in Germany, and it's involved with our hacking space. Did you mean that, or...?
Yeah, because I was just wondering why we're talking about the year, so this is very important, but because of the you were telling that you're just building up the infrastructure, according to the Hackerspace and Dance Patterns, this is very important to get any projects right. So actually, I don't know if I wish you the best lucky, because if your infrastructure is bad, then the projects will be created by themselves. So you just come.
Yeah, we'll be at the... you talked about the Congress. Upcoming 25-3.
No, just about your place.
Okay, then just repeat it. It was too fast for me. So,
that's not okay. I was just encouraging you to keep on.
Speaking for myself, I'm very, very encouraged to keep on and do this stuff here, because in the last year we had only positive reactions from all over the place, and so we're going on.
Okay, that's the that's your time there.
Yeah.
Mhm. Okay. Awesome.
Thank you.
Great to hear about you guys. Next up on the list of people who wanted to do an update is a New York City resistor. I think there's a couple people on the line. I'm going to leave it to you guys to figure out who does it.
This is Max Whitney. We have Rose White and Bill Ward, also from New York City Resistor, on the line. And if Bree Pettis hasn't gotten a plan yet, he is also here. I'm going to do a quick update, and then if there are questions, then we'll get the right people to answer them. New York City Resistor is based in Brooklyn. We've got a loft in the Fulton Mall area near Metro Tech. The organization is about a year old. We've been around longer than that as an organization and slightly shorter than that as a house entity. We're at 26 members now, which is a pretty quick up per year. And it was a bit of a quiet summer, but we're back into full swing with the fall and now the winter. We have open nights on Thursday nights where people come in for hacks and crafts, and we've started up with our class schedule again, which is primarily programming, Arduino hacking, soldering LEDs and electricity. Our classes tend to be about 8 people per class, so it's a very intimate and very seminar-style teaching situation. The really, really big news at NYC Resistor is that we bought ourselves an Epilog 35mm laser cutter. And I, for one, had no idea how much I needed a laser cutter until I actually got one. Running alongside of that, Zach Hoken-Smith and Bree Pettis have set up an online repository for three-dimensional files called Thingiverse, and we're seeing more and more people submit stuff both for use on laser cutters and on the Rep app, and I think we've even got a couple of CNC-based files now. And there's this tremendous interaction as people are sharing things and then making their own versions and reporting back. What else? We've got a pretty good representation going to the 25C3. We have 3 people speaking, Kelly Farrell, Zach Hoken-Smith, and Bree Pettis. And then we have an ever-growing crew who's just going to meet and listen and hang around, and I'm actually going to be part of that. I'm terribly thrilled. And what else? Just from an organizational point of view, we've managed to wear out one treasurer. He did an amazing job for us. And we've instituted a new treasurer, and we're trying really hard to make sure that everyone everyone contributes and nobody burns out is the ideal thing for our group. So that's it. Anything you want to know?
Yeah, can I come pick up your laser for the weekend?
You're totally welcome to come and hang out and use our laser.
We need to make it there. That's the problem, is getting to New York to get to it.
Where are you coming from?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, just hop in a car. You can crash with us.
We may make a road trip up there. One of our guys, Seabline, came up and did a soldering class with you a couple of months ago, and he really enjoyed it. So we may make a road trip up there and just kind of hang out and check it out.
Oh, that would be terrific. That would be really terrific.
Hey, this is Far from the Actory in Philly.
Hi, Far.
Do you know who I would talk to about switching teachers for some classes? We talked about having Zach come down for teaching the class, and scheduling problems prevented that. But I'd love to have a contact so I can talk to somebody about maybe sending people up to New York or bringing people down so we can swap skills.
Oh, that sounds really cool, actually. Raphael does most of our class scheduling, but I know he's been swamped lately. You should feel free to drop me a direct note. I'm maxresistor@gmail.com. And if I can't set up the system, then I'll make sure that I find the right person to get it done.
Thank you.
This is Rose from Resistor. I think that's a great idea, too. I wanted to also mention that although we haven't yet done as much service work as HackDC has done, this fall we applied for a couple of grants for work that we are interested in doing to promote hacking and tinkering among younger people. Rath taught a class that was oriented toward younger people than most of our classes are, and then if we get grant support, the money would be used to try to set up a curriculum that we would probably help teachers administer outside of the hackerspace. But that would be a kind of a Brooklyn-based service project.
That's excellent. I got to call time on you on that one.
All right. So thanks to New York City Resistor. Sounds like you have a lot going on. That's just awesome to hear. Next on the list of folks to give an update is C4. I think we have a few people on the line. C4, I'll let you guys take over and figure out who's going to talk.
This is Greg Hughes, C4. I'm a general day in the idea of five topics. First one is an update on the C4, an introduction. And then the second topic is Web 2.0 reference group. We've been talking about this then this year's youth project.
Excuse me, your phone line is really shitty. Can you speak a bit louder and slower, please?
My first topic today, the first one is C4 introduction. About the Web 2.0 Weapon Group. Third one is about this year's youth project, C23. Then Peter will talk about the media CDE website, and the last topic today is the Congress. Leo will talk about this. So a short introduction to C4 for everybody who didn't know. C4 is a short for Chaos Computer Club Cologne. We are located at the western end of Germany. We started in 1999, and we are in the part of the town which is called Ehrenfeld. It's a former industrial area, so we are now located in the cellar of the Lord Kaiser packaging factory. Not too big, we have about 111 square meters, separated into one large room where we hold our presentations and weekly meetings. Then there's a lab, and then there's several rooms for just talking and hanging out. There's a kitchen, we have a network of collection centers. Of course, we have a bathroom, bash, toilet chair, a washing machine for all the staff. And next topic will be the Web 2.0 working group.
Yeah, we were actually thinking about how to bring in something about, society aspects of what we do at our hackerspace, because we think we talk a lot about tinkering, hacking, programming, etc., but there's also this other side of hacking that preoccupies us here in Germany a lot. So basically everything that has to do with society and politics, etc. And for a few weeks now, we've been meeting at before and discussing topics on identity and how identity is constructed, privacy in a maybe post-privacy age, that is the Web 2.0. And the goal eventually will be to prepare a paper and have some, you know, a future compatible thought on how we deal with all the shifts that is happening at the moment. So I just wanted to stress that it looks like hackerspaces are always about solving and building and making stuff, or maybe programming, but there is also this other side of doing stuff in the hackerspace, and that is to do good things to society by, you know, thinking about problems that we have.
This is Peter. I'm talking about the youth academy, so it's called U23. We just finished our internal meeting this year, and we have so many attendees that we have meeting. The first is started in September, and it lasted for 6 weeks. And the second group, yes, also 6 weeks, and so we have a final, final presentation last Thursday. The youngster played with Apneva microcontrollers again, so we had a development board with a couple of LEDs on it, and also an infrared port, and they created let's call it a shared protocol via infrared, just for the fun. So I have to find out how this Apneva works and what we can control it. And I hope that we can get 5 or 6 people for the future here in Hackerspace, so that they will stay here. We are planning, we are reading faster to become a member. Let's see how it will develop. Okay, this was T22. Now the other project we have is here, this was media.cde, it's a website, media.cde.de. It's filled with a lot of videos from our conferences, like the Congress, or the CAN, and other smaller conferences during the year inside Germany mostly. We set up the site at the last Congress and developed it further more in this year so that we can publish it to everybody. The main problem was that a lot of people couldn't see the video because they were in format, you can't watch on a usual PC. And now they're all in Flash. So let's go back to the browser and click on the play button.
And basically you can see the whole history of the case from computer software. All the videos from way back are there, and it's like an archive of hacker video documentary that we have there.
Jens, could you give that website real quickly?
It's media.ccc.de.
Thank you.
I think we're good on time there, guys. We can move on to the next group.
The next group?
Yeah.
So we're running out of time, right?
Yeah, you guys are out of time. So thanks, you guys.
Then you just have 1 more minute for the Congress. You just want to say something about the Congress?
Yeah, why don't we do the Congress during the outro at the end of it? We're going to have a minute for people to announce any cons coming up or events coming up that might be, you know, bigger than just their local hackerspace crowd.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, great. So next up on the list is VHS. Is somebody from VHS on the line? Yep. Can you hear us?
Yep, it's all yours.
Okay, this I'm Joe B. from VHS. We managed to actually get in, conference that I actually talked about. We're based in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and we're still in the process of ramping up. We've got space. It's in the industrial area of Vancouver, one of the last areas you can find a space. We're currently at 15 members,
Right now, all of our meetings are on Tuesday nights with the occasional party Thursday or Saturday. Most of the stuff that we do is, again, hardware-based, Arduino. Some people here have done some SIP stuff, like some Asterisk stuff. Like, our first month of us being here, we had a toilet that could be flushed by calling into it. Yeah, that was pretty good. And, so basically we're working on actually getting more crafting incorporated into the space, as well as getting more events actually in the space. Somewhat of a problem based on our location. And eventually we'll have to go back on the location hunt, but it's kind of difficult right now since the Winter Olympics are coming up in Vancouver, which is driving up the costs, like, way higher. I think we're pretty much one of the, we have some of the higher rent, but we have friends who can, like, lend us space. And, as well as for our space, it is an old sewing factory. So, fortunately for us, it already had some big tables. So, we didn't have to modify anything, really. It has a kitchen, a bathroom, and we share it with four progressive businesses. One is the computer recycler Free Geek, which is started out of Portland and is also in Vancouver as well. And we do some, and some of us have background in community projects as well, like trying to get community wireless networks off the ground and other such things like that. Anything? And there's three of us on the line, so.
Got about 2.5 minutes left, guys.
If you want to just do some question and answer.
Yeah, I think we'll just jump in the question and answer at this point.
Hey guys, it's Nick Farr from HackDC. I just wanted to know, how long did it take you guys to ramp up? I guess, where did you, how long did it take you from when you first started meeting to implementing the design patterns to getting the space that you have now? And where are you taking things in the future?
Well, right now, what happened is I saw the presentation that Bree did and that other people, like the Chaos Radio podcast about setting up hackroom spaces and the announcement for MIT Resistor. And then I bounced the idea off a couple of my friends. We had a false start with this place called The Vault, which was actually literally an old vault in downtown Vancouver. We thought it wasn't very conducive to anything. Like, with no windows, no ventilation, it was kind of a bad idea. And the location required a lot of key access and a lot of problems with giving everyone a start. So we eventually decided we needed to move into a bigger space and actually be serious about it instead of having it just be like three guys. So in August we put a call out for on the Free General List and then Glenlug and a couple of the burner sites, and we got our core group of 15 people pretty much right away, and it just sort of happened that I knew a guy that was buying this, getting a lease on this sewing factory, and that it just, like, everything fell into place in, like, 2 weeks after the initial VHF meeting. We're still innovating.
Wow, that sounds awesome. I guess you brought up one point there that I just really wanted to hit on. In the United States, especially burner groups, I've heard this over and over and over again when Hackspace efforts get in touch with their local burner group, just like we did at HackDC, and it sounds like you guys did. A lot of good and a lot of experience, and a lot of practical, and a lot of people who are interested in members come out of that. The other resource I'd recommend hitting up is Dorkbot, and you just reminded me of that. That's all.
Yeah, we tried hitting up Dorkbot, but Dorkbot Vancouver's kind of in this dead hiatus state since last May, so we are getting slowly some people from that. We hit up a lot of places. We hit up are computer recycling places. Free Geek really helped us out with this because there was a lot of people that
wanted to do cool stuff, but didn't want to do the introduction to Linux nights over and over again. They didn't want to, like, just teach people up in office. They also wanted to, like, do really cool stuff with microcontrollers and wireless routers and soldering and crafting. And another thing that we're looking at pulling from is the craft community. Like, there's just, like, getting a night similar to what has existed in the past in Vancouver. There's this craft collective called Steam Rippers. They used to have their own space. And it was a crafter space. But the problem with them is, the problem that we have to watch out for is zoning. How they lost their space was too many parties caused by, like, on the space, and plus they got a lot of PR, and then the city shut them down. That's something that we have to be aware of as well.
Okay, guys, that's the end of our time.
All right, awesome. All right, great to hear that there's something going on in Vancouver, you guys. The next on my list is Pesco from Attractor.
Hi, this is Pesco from, the Attractor, which is a space just booting up in Hamburg, northern Germany. And, I'm just calling in to say hi and kind of give an intro to this, to our project, which basically grew out of the local CCC and the fact that the current contract for our place there is running out, and people got together and said, well, we'd like to build something bigger. So here we are. We've already attracted some 20 people, so to speak, and currently in the process of actually looking for a place to build a space in, which is not proving not too easy in Hamburg because it's basically expensive. And we had a little slow start there because the space that we were originally looking at, or we're still currently looking at, it's kind of a landlord is slow to respond and all that, and we're kind of getting the feeling they don't actually want us. So we're actually looking for alternatives at the moment again. Apart from that, we're hoping to be starting up real soon now. And incorporating more projects we already have in the CCC, which is that are currently happening under the umbrella of the CCC in their current space and the current rooms, which are a little bit small. We've got the people meeting there from the one laptop per child project that are hacking on these nice, funny looking little laptops you can carry around in just one hand and bump into everything they don't break. And then people fiddling with wireless stuff, people fiddling with wireless router, this open WRT OS, which they are actually trying to get running or actually are running on the OLPC. Then we've got the CCC, of course, which are going to be holding their regular meetings in our space, and lots of other projects that we're hoping to have, including regular lectures and with a little bit more space so we can fit more people in, actually, and stuff like the electronic hacks and crafts. We'd like to do some of that, or actually already in the process of doing little things. And there's talks of having some robotics or programming languages stuff, or maybe some capture the flag like events. And a personal little dream of mine is actually getting some people from the demo scene involved, which is kind of a scene. If you guys are familiar with it, but it's kind of separated from the hacker scene, which is a pity, really, because you guys are making awesome graphical demos, and it's just fun to watch and all that. And there's actually some people in Hamburg I know of who are active in that. Yeah, and apart from that, just kind of getting people out of their little shells and having them do their little projects more out in the open, so other people can contribute and participate in them. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
We've got about a minute left for questions.
I guess if nobody else is going to jump in, I'm curious. If I recall correctly, isn't the CCC based in Hamburg? And it's very, go ahead.
Yeah, it's actually the CCC is well based in Hamburg in the sense that it's registered as a organization in the German law and the system. It's registered in Hamburg, so yeah, the current address is actually it's the legal address of the CCC. Yes.
I mean, I guess historically, how did that relate? If you could answer this in 15 seconds, historically, how does that relate to the growth and development of what the CCC is today?
Can you repeat that? I didn't get the little sense.
Do I even have time to ask this question, Scott?
We just ran out of time.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll get it next month.
All right, no problem.
All right, great. Thanks for the update. Next on the lab is Maxer from File Lab. We booked him up first because he has some place to be, so he's gonna go next. Hello, Maxer, are you there?
Yeah,
you're good.
All right. So yeah, basically it's Lab. We're based in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. We just opened up about a month ago. We have about 1,600 square feet, 12 members looking for more, and everything is going pretty smoothly, and looking forward to collaborating with other spaces on cool projects. So yeah, the name I see is it's Fou Lab, as in Fou Crazy in French, and then Lab as in Laboratoire. We actually had problems with the office of the Langue Française. We didn't think our name was French enough, and so basically, we have a wide variety of people. Some of the guys that run the Recon in Montreal, and a couple of guys from Geek Montreal, and a lot of it's really wide. Lots of computers and lots of hardware and lots of maker stuff also. Any questions?
Max from New York City Resistor. I just wanted to say hi. Our boy Matt Joyce is a huge fan of Fou Lab, and so we're very excited that you're there. And that's it.
Excellent. Thanks.
How long have you been there?
I have a question. It's Joe from VHS. I want to just ask about how you guys incorporated in Quebec in your insurance stuff. That's something that we're currently looking at here is kind of be as an incorporated entity. Right now we're just sort of a club that rents sort of under the table with some insurance.
Yeah, we are registered as a nonprofit. So basically, we're just a nonprofit status. We have a name, not yet a bank account. But as for insurance, that will come later. I think it's going to be through Volunteer Canada or something like that. We can get cheap insurance that way.
Can you tell us, what's your nick on IRC?
Maxter, or it would be Pound Pound Fulab, FAULAB.
Okay, I'll have to get that link from you so that we can look at that.
Yeah, definitely. If you guys want to discuss bureaucratic stuff.
It's one of those things that we try and avoid, but...
Yeah, we've spent most of our time so far has been spent...
racks in it, and a 10 kVA UPS that's capable of putting out 60 amps. So we've pretty much covered on redundant power there. Cameras on the exterior and interior of the building with a DVR that records everything. area. The standard, we've got a kitty, feed the kitty after you.
While in a conference room, you can press 0 to exit, dial 1 to enter a private consultation, touch 2 to get your caller code, press 4 for this help message, dial 6 to mute or unmute your phone, or press 8 for the amount of time remaining on this call.
That we're putting in, hopefully with projectors and things like that. We've been given an unbelievable amount of equipment. We have enough to put in a design shop as far as plotters and printers and things of that nature. We've got racks of servers and toys to play with. It's really been an interesting project so far. We've got 19 members. Our standard model is $100 to buy in, which goes towards infrastructure costs. Also keeps people from joining and disappearing here and there. And then a monthly fee of $40 a month. And the $40 goes towards paying the cable bill, the insurance, the water and electricity, and things of that nature. So, any questions?
I just want to comment that that sounds like an absolutely awesome space.
It's a trip. We really lucked out on it, I believe. Fun. The guys from Makers Local 256 have come up and hung out on the weekend with us, and they're always welcome to come up and spend time. It's a lot of fun, and we have a lot of stuff to share. So,
hey, Nick Farr from HackDC again. Skydog, that just sounds awesome. I know I haven't gotten a chance to talk to you too much, but what are you guys doing as far as, you know, recruitment and connecting with the larger tech community and I guess filling in, like, I know Nashville has always had a strong 2600 scene along with SC 2600 and everybody like that. How are you guys plugging in and bringing everybody into the hackerspace and meeting the unfulfilled needs in the community you have down there?
Well, the way that we've done everything is you basically come in and kind of interview with all of our people, and if everyone's cool with you, we'll let you join. And the reason for that is it's 24/7 access. You get your own key, and there's a lot of everyone's equipment there, so it's kind of you got to trust everybody. Because of that model, we've never really just opened it up to the public. The neighborhood we're in is not exactly the world's best, so we're kind of, you know, concerned about just opening the door. So we find people here and there. It's been word of mouth. People have seen our website. We brought people over during Freaknik, the con we do here in Nashville. We brought people over and showed them the space, and we've had some people that were very interested from that. So it's kind of been word of mouth and things of that nature. Aside from, we don't really go out and advertise mainstream or hardcore or anything. It's kind of just word of mouth, person to person. Come in, you know, you get inducted into the group, and there you go.
Hey, Skydog, do you have any time left?
About 6 seconds ago.
All right, we're a little tight on time, and this list has actually been updating, and I think like 3 or 4 groups have added since the call started. I hate to do this, but I think I'm going to cut down time to about 4 minutes because we're cutting it a little bit close.
Okay.
And then afterwards, hopefully, we'll still have time to have a little bit of general chatter and updates about cons and stuff coming up. But this list, I mean, I was
actually
expecting.
Far, if I could just cut you off real quickly, is there any way that we could possibly take Pumping Station 1 and Cowtown Computer Congress down to 2 minutes to allow more time for Seabase and Metal Lab?
Yeah, that sounds fine. Are you guys good with that? Any objections?
No,
okay.
That's fine.
All right, great. So I'm going to roll forward with
that.
You guys are good?
Yeah, Pumping Station, we're fine with 2 minutes.
All right, great. All right, I'm going to roll forward to Maker Local 256. Do you guys have it?
Yeah. Basically, we've been around since October 2006.
This is Brimstone and Sages from Maker's Local.
Yeah. Back in 2006, we basically just started meeting at, you know, like people's apartments and stuff. And we've had a space in April of this year, about 1,000 square feet. And we basically decided on this space based on pledged amounts from the existing members, which we were at 10 at the time. Since then, we've gone up to 19 members, and it's all based on pledged amounts of whatever anybody can afford, really. Seems to work, and we're not excluding anybody. We're a nonprofit. We've applied for our 501c charity status, but we haven't heard back yet on that. We basically try and bring in new members via like open houses. We've had three so far, last two being really successful ones.
You guys are breaking up pretty bad there.
Oh, how much of that did you get?
Got it all.
Got about 2 minutes for questions.
Yeah, do you have any questions?
I just have one quick question. You brought up the applying for 501c3 status. How long ago did you guys apply, and do you know what EO office you guys applied with?
I'm not sure which office we applied with, but we applied about a month back, about 3 or 4 weeks back, and we don't really expect to hear until the first of the year, though. It's about 90 days that they reserve before they even admit to saying anything back to us.
And when did you guys incorporate?
We incorporated about a month before that.
And I guess quickly, how did you guys come up with your budget figures? Because I know a lot of groups keep asking me that question, thinking, well, you know, they want all these numbers and things like that. What did you guys use for estimates for applying?
What we first did is before we actually got our space and got utilities or got anything, we just asked the 10 people that were involved and wanted to see this thing through how much they could pledge each month, how much they put towards it. We got one number from that, and we managed to squeeze a little bit more out of some other people. And then we were able to say, okay, well, so we're going to look for about this much for a place to rent. We need about this much in utilities, and we were able to. First, we figured out our income, and then we could figure out our expenses.
That's awesome. You guys are an inspiration. That's really cool. And I just want to encourage any space that's organizing in the U.S. To similarly apply for 501c3 status if you guys decide to go the nonprofit route. I think that's really awesome.
I do have to say about the Makers Local, they have cranked out more cool projects than any other space I've seen so far. They went towards actually doing the projects first and finding a space later on, where we went for finding a space and then doing projects. So they've got some really cool stuff. You want to check out their website.
And can we get that website one more time?
Sorry, can you repeat it again? Who were you talking about, or what were you talking about?
I was talking about the guys with Makers Local 256. All right, we're out of time there, guys.
All right. Yeah, drop that link in the chat channel, and we'll propagate it from there.
All right.
So that was Makers Local 256. Good to hear about another space getting up off the ground. I mean, there's so many. It's kind of ridiculous. Next up on the list of updates is CBase. They're going to give an update about CBase and then a little bit about Congress preparation, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Hello, here's T. So we had a hot summer behind us. There were some nice conferences.
Hey, I think we just lost you there, T. Are you still on the line? All right. I think we may have lost him. I'm going to switch up to doing Cowtown Computer Club, and then if he comes back on, we can get updates from CBase.
This is Joe from Cowtown Computer Congress. We set up starting in about April or so, and since then we've got about 18 different paying members, and that's before we've actually moved into a space. Originally, we were going to be moving in with a incubator here in Kansas City that was getting built, but they lost all of their funding. So I think one thing that we learned from that is don't rely on a landlord that's also raising their own funds. But we're hoping to be moving forward very quickly with 1,400 square feet in Kansas City. It's going to have a 700-foot classroom, three smaller rooms, and it's going to have a kitchen in it. And on top of that, it's going to be in a cave facility, which is underneath Midtown, which would be pretty cool. We've had some major events. We had a movie night where we had members of the community come in and watch Hackers of People 2, and then we went out and played with the laser graffiti machine on the side of the large building of a local telecom provider. We built a talking robot for a community haunted house, like I said, there's lots of stuff going on, so check out our website, and we'll have information hopefully on our grand opening coming out to everybody very soon. So that's all. I'll defer to the rest of the group.
About 30 seconds there.
So, Juris, can I drive my pickup truck straight to the front door of your space inside the mines?
You do have to drive. It's about probably a quarter mile, actually, inside the old mine that you have to drive before you get to that entrance. The other entrance is actually on top of the hill. It's just a large kind of nondescript building with an elevator shaft in it. It looks like Dick Cheney could live inside there. So two ways to get in.
That's where you're keeping him. Okay, they've been asking me about that over here.
That's ridiculous, man. Dr. No Chair and your cat, you're going to pet on?
Yes, we will. Hopefully, we'll have an actual kitty somewhere down in there. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Dramatic. All right, guys. And women in bikinis, gotcha.
I've got to move to the next group.
Oh, shit.
All right, yeah. That's pretty awesome, Countdown. That's really cool. The next group up is Pumping Station. Eric, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Great, you got about 2 minutes.
Eric from Pumping Station. Not much to say. I mean, helped incorporate Hack DC, and I moved up to Chicago, so it's been slow going, learning and meeting everyone here. But currently, since the middle of October, we have finally started to have meetings every week on Tuesday at 7 p.m. in the local cafe. We average from 4 to 10 people every single meeting. The last one we had 6, and we actually had someone vie for the secretary position and starting to take meeting notes. So our first meeting notes will be up hopefully in the next 2 days. And then we're actually currently working on our nonprofit paperwork, and we're going to hopefully submit that before I head out to 25C3, and that will be hopefully done when I get back from 25C3 and will be finally incorporated. I don't know, in the way of location currently, we have some feelers. Like, we have some people that are going to be core members, and they know some place where there's some warehouse that we may get really cheap, but it's in Chicago, it's very difficult, we find, to get something that's decently priced anywhere else, like not a cave. I'm really jealous of Jurist right now, and he has become my nemesis. I'm stating it here for the con call. So I have to do something cooler than him, and I don't know how we're going to do that in Chicago. But anyway, so currently we're looking for space, but finding it near like actual public transportation, since most people going to this will be in the city and not have a car, it becomes very difficult to find a decently priced place near public transportation. So that's kind of an interesting problem we're tackling right now. I mean, something may just come up, and we may get a deal because we're nonprofit, hopefully. But currently, any questions? I mean, no questions? Okay.
We just want to know when we can visit.
Oh, when you can visit? You can always visit. I mean, I just got renewed for my job for the year, so I'm actually looking for a new place, and I'm thinking of finding a warehouse for myself. So, but anyway, when can you visit? I don't know. You can always visit. I mean, I have plenty of couch space at plenty of the members' places. So. But, at the moment, we're just basically building up and doing all our paperwork and P's and Q's and our bylaws.
Cool.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, did somebody from Seabase get back on the line? I think we dropped them. I'd like to go back and see if they're on the line again. Anybody from Seabase going once, going twice? All right, I'm going to go ahead and move to MetaLab, and I'll try to catch Seabase in a minute, see if I can get somebody back on for that. Finn from MetaLab, are you there? Do you want to give us an update?
Hey, can you?
Muting canceled.
Hey, I'm Finn from MetaLab, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Just barely.
Just barely. I'm trying to speak louder. So, what... I can only give you small samples from what we've been doing here lately, because MetaLab has been existing for over 2.5 years. For those of you who don't know of MetaLab, we are in central Vienna, have about 200 square meters and around 100 members meanwhile, and are doing lots of interesting things. Lately, we had lots of talks, actually. We have a monthly talk series called Meta Day. The last one was about quantum computing, but we tried to tackle other interesting and more tangible topics. We also have regular lightning talks at these Meta Days, and lately had a dedicated lightning talk evening organized by Sven Gukis when he visited us. And we have regular talks by the local Linux user group. So we all try to spread information around. We also keep having interesting visitors, like in September, the Jerry Ellsworth, who designed the C64 in the box. And during the DeepSec conference in the mid of November, where many security-related interesting people came visit us and had their after party here. Our infrastructure gets enhanced regularly too. For example, we had a new heating system installed just last week so that we don't have to freeze in winter for the first time after 2 years. And we managed to stabilize our server situation. You might have noticed the MetaLab server going down and up again quite regularly, and we seem to have fixed this. Any questions?
How long have you guys been up and running?
For around 2.5 years. And still doing strong. We actually had a member set up a live stream of this video conference to our main hall in an hour or so, and he's trying to direct his microphone to wherever things are happening now.
Any other questions from anybody? All right, with that, I'm going to roll on to the next space, which would be Esther giving us an update from the host organization for this, hackerspaces.org, set us up with a wiki page and really, I don't know, took this from two hackerspaces calling each other to like 15 or 30 or something now. So, yeah, Esther, you want to give an update?
Hi there, this is Sarah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm sitting right next to you.
Awesome space, as you just heard by Finn. And also, I think that Cbase are up and running again, so I'll make this very short. I just wanted to make an update on new pages we have in the wiki space, which have to do with our current activities, as in we're going to participate at 25Z3, the Congress in Berlin. And we're having a setup there for a very, very tiny version of the battle, which you can access to via hackerspaces.org/wiki/the_battle. This is like a game situation we wanted to have in hackerspaces all around the globe within summer of 2009, and hopefully with the help of Yule, like, props to Yule, he's been awesome in setting this up. And with help of Nick Farr from HackDC, we all have a worldwide kind of battle game, hackerspaces, anything, which has to do with speed soldering and speed coding and speed gaming and whatever. So if you're coming to 25C3, take part in the minor kind of tiny version of the battle. Also part of the battle is a tech challenge. This is to be found at hackerspaces.org/wiki/TECC. Tech is the Euler Coding Collective, where we are actually coding programs to solve Project Euler problems. Projecteuler.org has been around quite for a couple of years, I think. And everyone who gets involved in this is pretty much, you know, excited about having a look at different languages and coding new languages and everything, because yeah, it's just a lot of fun. And these problems are, some of them are pretty easy to solve, some of them are harder to solve, and we'll have one of these problems featured in the tiny version of the battle at 25C3. I think that's pretty much it, despite the fact that I hope to pick up Brie Pettis tomorrow at the airport in Vienna to bring him to the Meta Lab. Which brings me to, if anyone has any ideas about how we could set up a hacker-in-residence program, which you will have been thinking about again, like years before this, I think, that would be awesome. That's like the next project we're planning, Hackers in Residence. Anyone, any questions? Excuse me?
Could you please repeat what you're trying to set up? I didn't get that here.
Oh, a Hacker in Residence program, like, you know, and then some kind of Artist in Residence program, where you have an artist from a different country have his project in another city at some kind of, you know, artist program where he's around for a month or something. Just not with a, with an artist, but with a hacker, like a hardware hacker or whatever.
Okay, guys, we're out of time there.
All right, great. Yeah, so thanks a lot for helping organize this, and I definitely want to check out more on the battle. If we have T from C, and since this is the last space giving an update, you can sort of roll from talking about CBase into the Congress, and then after that we'll bring up any other cons or events happening in the next month for people to announce.
There's NoiseBridge also.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. You guys weren't in the schedule list. Why don't we do NoiseBridge right now, and then we'll do CBase next.
Okay. This is Mitch, NoiseBridge. We've been renting a space since October 1st in San Francisco, and it's been going incredibly good. We're a educational nonprofit tax-exempt corporation in California, and we have about 50 paying members right now. We have about $12,000 in the bank, so, and I'm the treasurer, so that feels warm and fuzzy to me. And we've been, the first month has been mostly just building up our space. It's about 1,000 square feet. And we have shelving and people built workbenches. We've got a little workshop for the dirty things like for wood shop and metal shop. We also have an electronic shop, a dark room, place for sewing, a chem lab. We have a full kitchen and a bathroom with a shower. We have two floors. We have gallery space. It's not a huge space, but we do a lot with it. It's really cool. Hope people, when they visit San Francisco, feel free to come by. There's always people in there doing things. Whenever I go there, like 24/7, about the only time I haven't been there is 9 in the morning when I'm never awake. So there's been lots of projects going on. Like RepRap is happening there. There's a lot of people doing music, doing video. We have a working blimp bot. There's people, of course, doing security-related stuff. There's a lot of people doing craft. And since we have a dark room being set up, there's people into photography and a lot of other art and craft. There's a lot of people mixing all of the technology and art and craft together, which is really cool also. We've had
we've had a lot of classes and workshops. Someone did a processing, the language processing workshop. There's a get-together for people to speak and learn Mandarin, Chinese language. And I did one on brain machine. I had a soldering workshop. We've had actually a few soldering workshops, getting people going on hardware. We do educational things. I go around and other people go around doing classes at schools and other community groups. We have connections with anarchist space around the corner called Station 40, and also Dorkbot in San Francisco, as well as No Starch Press, a tech publisher, pretty cool tech publisher that's based in San Francisco, San Francisco Microcontroller Club, and SF Lug, and we meet people also at various geek-oriented parties and art-oriented parties. So it's been a pretty happening thing. Yeah, there was another thing I wanted to say, but I can't remember now. So, Hacker in Residence. We're setting up a Hacker in Residence program as well, and we're looking to get grant money from the NEA, the U.S. Arts Organization, what little there is of it, that's it. But they can give pretty good grants if we write something up, so that's what we're working on right now. We also are totally into networking with other hackerspaces. So on December 5th, I'll be in Vienna, so I would love to go by MetaLab, meet you guys, and then I'll be also in Paris and Dublin, Limerick. Maybe there's someone setting something up over there, as well, of course, as 25C3 in Berlin. So and then I'll be in New York. So I hope to get together with folks in all these places when I'm there before I get home on January 11th.
Awesome. Hey, guys, we're really close on time. So I think let's switch up to getting an update from Seabase. And then hopefully they won't kick us off the channel too quick, and we'll be able to talk for a little bit. But Seabase, can you give us an update on what's going on and what setup you're doing?
Yes, I can try it again. So we sit here in Berlin, close to the river Spree, and what we do is reconstructing the space station, which crashed a million year or 4.5 million billion years ago under Berlin. And we had a quite hot summer. We hosted several events and projects. We had a lot of user meetings, which sat here in front of our location on the river, or used some of our modules. We have 723 square meters, to be exact. And yeah, we had things like the Mozilla Hackers conference here. We had some MyEmo Internet Tablet PC conference in last summer. It was really a nice and busy summer. A lot of interested people were here. Then some months ago, we started with video recordings here, and you can see them on YouTube if you look up for Seabase or for Joe Cognito. And yeah, last week we were really busy with reconstructing and bringing our location into the winter mode. Kristal Pirat will tell you about the activities that happened in the last weeks.
Yeah, hello everybody. We did some improvements on our walls.
Can you ask to say here?
So, yeah, can you hear us?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. And so we put some new textures on the wall, and we improved the space station image a little, bringing up the smokers lounge, because smokers laws changed in Germany, and so we're having a special room for smokers indoor now. And we did some other improvements on the whole image for the Symbiont, for example. It's the special facility where you leave your mate and your beer after it went down your body. And some of you might know it. If not, come and have a look how it looks like. It's a nice place. as T already mentioned, it's a big space. We are in our 14th year now. We have about 300 members. Yeah, and we are running on membership fees, workshops, events and projects and stuff like that. And yeah, it's a nice place. Come and visit us. Ah, and of course, our seminars schedule just filled up in the last month as well. So we have now regular Ubuntu bug jam meetings here, and some Drupal user group found their way to us, and we have a Lisp Stammtisch and stuff like that. So yeah, it's going on a lot.
Yeah, so any questions to the current state from you so far?
You guys are going to talk about the activities you're doing for in coordination with the Congress, aren't you? And, I mean, far that's coming up afterwards, right?
Yeah, why don't we're sort of rolling them, and they can just, I guess, we're going to talk about cons and events next. And since you guys are already on the line, why don't you guys update us on 25C3 while you're here and what you're doing with that?
Yeah, so we did the preparation for a lot of visitors coming in December, and actually, just 400 meters away on the BCC again, on the Berlin Congress Center, will the Congress happen, and it's from 26th more or less to the 30th of December. And I have seen there's already a schedule and a lot of projects announced they're coming. And there's also a schedule what we will do at Seabase when this happens. I will paste the URL quickly in the IRC. For us, it means more or less that we have planned to do on 28th the FinoLead party, which is a party we do every year since, I don't know, 4 or 5 years on the Congress. And then we also will set up the Seabase content studio. There are several videos we want to record, and mainly we want to record statements of the visitors from all over the world, and also something we do at the moment, like saying what's going on in different hacker spaces. It would be nice from you when you come to Berlin to search for the Seabase content studio and say, hey, hello, and I want to present my space here. So this is what we plan. Also a lot of small things we want to do there. But as the local closest hack space to the Congress, of course, there are a lot of things happening. I don't want to go into details here. Questions about that, about the Congress plannings? I guess a lot.
Nick Farr from Hack DC. Specifically, you know, there was some minor concern about you know, there are fewer talks at the Congress this year, and some people have been talking about using the Seabase as sort of a place to have, you know, other sorts of talks or other events or things like that. Are you planning on expanding beyond the traditional parties that you do at night into doing perhaps talks later at night or other workshops or doing things like that, or is this year's schedule planned to be more on just the traditional party after all the talks are done at Congress?
It's a bit of both. We plan to open our doors daily at 1600, and we have two parties planned and one evening where we have a talk which was rejected from the Congress board, but we thought it might fit into the space station. So we gave the author of that talk the possibility to make his talk here, and we are not planning to do so much outside of the Congress, but of course you're all welcome to join the party in the end when they switch off the net in the BCC. The stream will just went over here.
And are you, for those people coming over and staying for New Year's, I know New Year's is a tremendous experience in Berlin, and I strongly encourage them planning to attend Congress to stay in Berlin for New Year's. Is there going to be a New Year's party at Seabase this year?
to answer that question, there's in the logbuch, which is more or less our announcement place, currently an announcement that we try to start the sea base on New Year's Eve, and we are looking for a crew who likes to take the risk. So to answer your question, yes, there will something happen, but I don't know what, but I guess it will be very interesting. And in addition to what Kristallpirat said earlier on, we plan to start or to open our doors at 4 o'clock in the evening or in the afternoon, and if there is some working group or someone who needs something of our other modules, which are not the main hall, so like our workshop room or our video studio or sound studio, or maybe just some meeting space which is outside of the Congress, there's always the possibility to ask us for a concrete date and or for a concrete time. Concrete, is that right? And whatever, for a specific time, and there will be a lot of possibilities to giving you the possibility to use the space station.
That's excellent. How would we go about contacting you to make something like that happen?
A, you can contact me directly, or B, you write to seabase@seabase.org and ask about it. We will do the main conversation about our Congress planning on that mailing list.
So, and what's your email address, just for those of us who might not be in the IRC channel?
It's t@seabase.org, just the letter.
Awesome. And if we have time, I just want to quickly say the Seabase was an incredible and tremendous inspiration to me. I first saw it at the 23C3, and I strongly encourage everybody attending the Congress to spend as much time at Seabase and interfacing with Seabase members and to learn a lot of the mythology. And it's an absolutely beautiful, beautiful space that I love and is very near and dear to me.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Are there any other cons or events coming up that people want to announce during the outro here?
Yeah, I would like to go a bit more into future behind Congress about the Seabase. If this is cool for you.
Yeah, let's do just a real quick official sign out, and then anybody who wants to stick around can stick around to hear that. I just want to say thank you to everybody for showing up. I want to say thanks to hackerspaces.org, and thanks to Nick Farr for pulling so many people in. If people weren't looking at the wiki or checking numbers, we had 16 hackerspaces give a 5-minute update or less, and then I know there's at least 5 or 6 other spaces on the line. So for a, you know, hey, I'm going to set something up in 20 minutes and invite everyone, this has been an awesome success. I think I'm going to set up another one, hopefully with better audio, and we'll have an update at the end of January.
Thank you very much.
If you want to go ahead with the rest of that, rock and roll.
So I would like to go a bit about the things we plan. We started in Transmediale 2007 with something, recording and streaming the current event to the outer world or to friends or to other spaces. We did a repetition of this in 2008 with a lot of 360-degree cams and streamed it out, but there was not really an audience. And now we want to do something like that in February 2009 again, so setting up the whole main hall of Seabase into something where people can join what happens there. It will be different things like seminars and workshops, also discussions with an audience, and also concert situations. And we like to improve that together with another local space here in Berlin called Bootlab within the next year. And all of you who are interested in connecting in that way, I would really like to do such conferences in a way with video, with audio, with multi-channel instead of something we do now. But I also, I'm really happy to hear from so many places all over the world that you're doing something which I really like and enjoy since 10 or 12 years now. It feels good to know if I go around the world to know, oh, there are a lot of places where I can just ride in and find a bit like home.
Yeah, this is pretty exciting to be, you know, helping in whatever way this pretty much a movement that's happening all around the world of people getting together to do, you know, stuff that they think is really cool, and it really does help community. I think everywhere we are, if we set up a space in our own community to do what we think is cool, other people can join us, and I think it helps everyone in our community, happening all over the world. You know, it's helping our poor little planet. So, pretty exciting.
There's also ShmooCon coming up. If anyone has been checking out the conferences in the United States, let's see. That's February 6th through the 8th in Washington D.C. And the website is ShmooCon, ShmooCon.org. And it's for those that haven't been, it's a really really nice con, a lot of professional talks, and a lot of good people, and check it out.
What's the main idea of ShmooCon?
There was Bruce Potter and Heidi Potter and a bunch of the people from the Shmoo group put together this con. It's in D.C. There's a lot of different talks. There's three different tracks that they run it simultaneously: Break It, Build It, and Bring It On. So there's kind of their talks fit into these different areas. I think they're trying to, or they're moving towards a lot of the hacker maker with the build it side. I think Break It is more of the vulnerability talks and things of that nature. But the con itself is. I don't know. Google has sponsored them, a lot of different corporate sponsorship, and they've really put together an awesome conference. It's very well done. I don't know. Nick, you got any more input on it?
You might want to point out that if they want to go, they should probably get their tickets very soon. I think the last round of tickets is being sold tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, hey, December 1st. Is when the next round of ticket sales kicks in. I think, let me see, December 1st at noon Eastern Standard Time. There are three different levels of ticket prices. If you get them fast enough, there's 100, there are 500 of them at $100 a piece. There's 700 at $175 a piece. And then they have what they refer to as the I Love ShmooCon tickets at $300 a piece. And that's basically corporations and things like that that think that paying $100 for entrance to a conference is way too cheap and it can't be professional. So you go ahead and pay the $300 mark and get in that way. But basically the way they do it is as soon as the ticket sales go on, it's a mad dash to grab your tickets before they run out of the $100 version. If you miss that, you have to go to the $175 version. All of their tickets are sold up front, so if you don't have a ticket, you don't get in the door. There are no sales at the door for it.
And also, I would like to mention next year's camp in the Netherlands. I know that many people got the inspiration to build up the hackerspaces at the CCC camp just last year. And next year, there will be a similar event, like Imagine Burning Man with DEF CON somewhere in the Netherlands, and I assume that we will hear something exciting about, you know, getting there soon.
Wouldn't miss it for anything.
No, I definitely agree about the camp, but I did also want to just briefly touch back on if anybody is coming
or wants to come to the U.S. for ShmooCon, HackDC, actually, the church that we're in the facility at frequently hosts guests from out of town, and we have facilities if anybody wants to stay here at HackDC to come in for ShmooCon, they can do that. And I just also want to reiterate, prices for airline tickets going to Germany and prices for accommodations in Berlin are going down significantly. I know a lot of people think it's less than a month away, there's no way I could book it. I would strongly encourage everybody who's on this side of the Atlantic to strongly encourage looking at going to going to Germany for the Congress and investigating the possibilities that I know it's kind of difficult leaving between Christmas and New Year's, but I'd strongly encourage people to look into that. And if people are going, I'd like to, and I'll be contacting the Seabase more about trying to develop a program for things between the end of Congress and New Year's about perhaps meeting together. I think it's very important to have meetings like this, but it's even more important to build face-to-face and personal connections. I know I treasure the relationships that I've built with people over in Germany and around the country just by visiting and spending hours and time and sitting down to dinner and meals and things like that. So I just want to, again, emphasize that and emphasize going to HAR. I think it's HAR2009.org, the camp that Jens mentioned. Is that correct, Jens?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct.
And I guess just on behalf of the quote-unquote American hacker scene, I want to give a tremendous amount of thanks and recognition to all of you guys over there in the EU who have been tirelessly working on hackerspace for all these years, and especially Jens for giving us the design patterns and inspiring the people here in the United States that I believe are inspiring the rest of the people to create all these wonderful hackerspaces throughout North America.
I agree completely. Congratulations. Thanks for all the help.
Yeah, I'll put in my two cents, too. NoiseBridge would not have happened without the patterns and without the incredible inspiration of the conferences I've been to, especially the camp last summer.
And one more little ranty thing, and I'm leaving after this. I have another meeting I have to attend, unfortunately. Everybody, please update your wiki entries on hackerspaces.org. I know I'm most at fault. HackDC has basically nothing on theirs, and I will be working on that. But I really want to see, especially all the different ways that people are organizing, respectively with regards to incorporating, how they're setting up their community, governance structures, and things like details of the nature of what kind of space you have, how you're using it. And I think it's wonderful that the folks at the Meta Lab, Sarah, Enki, and everybody have put together hackerspaces.org as this wonderful resource for us to be able to trade this kind of information and continue to inspire other people to build hackerspaces where they live. And with that, I'm signing off. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much. This is a wonderful conference call, and I'm looking forward to our next one.
I just want to announce here that on the Congress, I just looked up into the event schedule that the talk on the first day at 4 o'clock by Nick and Anki and Jens are done. So maybe it's a good time to see you on 27th of December around 4 o'clock in BCC.
Definitely, I'm looking forward to seeing all of you there. Thanks for the plug. I was resisting the urge to mention our talk. I was hoping Jens would have picked up on that.
Thanks for the call, guys.
Wonderful. Thanks for having
the call. Out. Bye.
See you all.
Guys, have a good month. We'll talk to you at the end of December.
Bye-bye.
Take care, everybody.
Later. Have a good evening, everyone.
Goodbye, all.
Goodbye. Great job. Goodbye.